COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
DDG says people need to stop working for the man, honey. Find out why.
Aunt Sierra says she couldn't care less about people's opinions when it comes to her fashion style.
Also, the cast of the Brady Bunch was doing a lot more than becoming a blended family. But first,
let's get this started.
Well, Tia Mowry says being outside can get a bit weird. The actress says she's figured out why some men are really attracted to her, and it's not because of her beautiful personality. She said, "I realized that some people are attracted because there was some sort of infatuation growing up, you know? Oh, this is the girl from Sister, Sister. It's like, nah, I want you to know me and love me when the makeup comes off."
Oh.
Has that ever happened to you, Gary?
Girl, you know, Brad, I'm still looking here. Nobody don't love me with or without the makeup.
Gary.
I'm outside, too.
You outside?
Yeah.
People come up all the time, though, and they're like, "You've got the T. It's Gary with the T."
Yeah, but, I mean, it just depends. I used to be real wild, but now I just...
Just regular wild?
I just listen to them, like, "Oh, okay." And I'd be wanting to say please, but then I just let it go. That's sad.
Have you ever had a crush on a sitcom character?
All the time. Oh, sure, yeah.
Who was yours?
Oh, my gosh. I definitely had a crush on Julia Louis-Dreyfus during Seinfeld.
Yeah. I had some crushes, too.
Who were your
I had a crush
you?
On Raj, on Good, on what's that
Not
show?
Raj, on What's Happening.
And,
Dwayne was the cutest.
That's who it was, Dwayne.
Yeah, Raj.
I mean, Dwayne. And I can't say this first because he died.
No.
Okay, what about you, Ed Craig?
For me, it was Sister and Sister.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they were cute on the show, so people are gonna like you because y'all been cute your entire lives, lady.
Yeah. Okay.
But Maria from Sesame Street.
Everybody loved Maria.
Yep. Yo, man. And then Annie, which explains why I like Ice Spice.
All right, y'all, let's get into this
dish debate.
Well, 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 DDG says if your plan is to work a 9-to-5 your whole life, then you need some motivation. So here's what he had to say about a person's mindset when working a regular, degular, schmegular job.
Tell people out of town, I'm like, bro, you can't be stuck in no 9-to-5. It's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5, but it's like, it's what you're doing with the 9-to-5. You shouldn't be working a 9-to-5 to take care of your life for the rest of your life.
Okay, so he did face some backlash from everyday, regular, schmegular working people. But what do you think? Does he have a point here?
No, I think some people like working their 9-to-5 job to take care of their families. They have a skill set in some things that they went to school for and learned, and they like doing that to take care of their family.
I'd rather a 9-to-5. I don't want all the overhead on your own job. You got to have so much you got to take care of and worry about, let me go work for the man and go on home.
I mean, but DDG is speaking from a high shelf. Like, he's a self-starter. He's a person who could work by turning his camera on and just creating content because he has a hell of a following on YouTube, right? But I think a lot of times people get stuck in that 9-to-5 construct. You know, the 9-to-5 is set up to where where you'll never have enough to retire on your own.
Can't bash people for doing
that. He don't have no retirement and all that once he get through with his social media.
I think most people, really, most people work a 9-to-5, which is like fine and dandy, but that doesn't mean you have to stay in that same 9-to-5. You know, most of the time you want to get a big raise, you got to find a new job. You know, that's where most of your leapfrogging up in status and leapfrogging up in life comes. And so it's like that 9-to-5 is great, but maybe you can find one that pays you a little more or get you a little raise.
Absolutely. Everybody loves
to grow. You got to leverage up.
Yeah.
Oh, leverage up.
Leverage up.
Working 9-to-5. Didn't Dolly Parton make the song?
What a way to make a living.
Nah, huh, boo.
Boo.
Well, honey, Ciara said that, baby. She doesn't give a damn about what people say when it comes to her fashion choices. Now, in an interview, CeCe said that she has come a long way, and all that matters to her is that you feel good about what you choose to wear. Then she threw some spank, baby, on her remarks and said, you know what, boo? Amazing about critics? There's never been a statue of a critic. All right, bitch.
All right now.
Yes, that's a bar.
Well, let me tell y'all something, honey. I'm sorry, Miss Sierra. I don't care what she say.
Uh-oh.
That outfit she had on Kelly Clarkson the other day, girl, I'm sorry. She had on a pink outfit, one leg with material and the other leg without material, some shoes and some pink socks. I'm sorry, Miss Sierra, that wasn't a cute look, honey.
That wasn't cute to you, but some people actually adored it.
I'm not sure there's ever been a time I've seen a photo of Ciara and not thought she looked good.
Yeah,
she looked good.
She's always giving model-esque. Even pregnant, so stoic, statuesque.
Yeah.
Looked like she stepped out of Elle magazine.
She wears cute clothes, but that was
like
a myth.
People like to try different things, Gary.
Yeah, look at that. How do you walk out the house like that?
Oh, yeah. It is wild that Cisco and Ebert don't got a statue, though. They should. They were around for so long. They did such a great job for so long.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like the iconic 70s sitcom, The Brady Bunch, should have been called The Freaky Bunch. Now, Barry Williams, a.k.a. Greg Brady, recently said everybody was hooking up on set.
Oh.
So here's the lowdown. Now, according to Barry, all of Mike's boys got it in with Carol's girls, and this is how it went down. Barry dated Marsha, Peter dated Jan, and Bobby and Cindy, they even had like a little mock wedding at some point. But Barry wasn't really too pressed to be with Marsha, because he wanted some of that vintage kitty. So he ended up taking down stepmom Carol Brady, played by Florence Henderson.
I heard about that.
He took her on a date.
Yeah.
Are y'all shocked about this?
Yeah, but I don't like it. What about Mike, honey, who he took on?
What? Greg? Mm. Not the one from the show.
They should have called it. They should have called.
Dead, right?
Yeah, the dead.
Yeah. He was on a low ski.
Yeah, he was.
I feel like they should have called it the Brady Hunch at this point.
Where? Because like, what was the maid's name?
Alice.
I wonder was she really hooking up with the meat man? Like Sam. That was his name, Sam, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder how many people y'all know work like together and hook up with each other. Anybody y'all know hook up?
I've basically sworn off work-oriented relationships of that nature. You learn not to where you eat.
Yeah, that's what they say. You don't eat where you.
Yeah, you learn that.
Really? Why not? They say it smells.
Well, y'all, Paris Jackson is getting candid about why she believes her late father, the king of pop, Michael Jackson, chose Elizabeth Taylor to be her godmother, the Elizabeth Taylor. So Paris sat down with People and explained that her father knew she would grow up in the spotlight and knew Liz had a lot of experience with navigating that kind of attention. She said, I don't know what it was like to be around other kids my age, hanging out with adults all the time. And I think it was just the same for her. Mm. Would you want your godparent to be a legend?
I mean, if they had a perspective that would be very valuable to you, that's one thing for sure.
And also if they have time, because like in the
Liz
black
Taylor
community,
away,
we
right?
throw that godparent name thing around, like real loose.
Yes.
And if something happened to you, 9 times out of 10, your godparent is not equipped to really like take care of your kids.
Exactly. You better make sure you got the right ones to be a godparent. Mm-hmm.
But if you did have to pick a legend, who would you pick though?
Mm. I would have to know the person, legend or not.
I would like Chaka Khan.
Okay.
She seems like, you know, baby, she'll make sure I'm well taken care of. That's my godson, honey. Don't f him.
She was just like that.
I thought you would say Diana Ross.
No, Diana Ross would be my stepmother.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, I want her to be mama.
Oh.
Mama, please let me eat.
All right.
Coming up, y'all, Jordan Sparks dishes out. Brett, go back. Coming up, Jordan Spark dishes on the craziest fan, honey, she's ever met, Brett. More on that after the break.
Why, Brett?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, Jordan Sparks had instant fame after winning American Idol, so she's dealt with some wild fans. One memorable run-in happened when she was doing press in New York. Jordan said, "Someone did try and open my car door and jump in the car with me one time. We were already watching this person because their behavior was a little erratic. And then, boom, we got in the car and she had her hand on the handle. That was definitely something I never thought I'd experience."
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, like, you know, we've been doing this TV thing for a while. Like, have y'all ever, like, encountered... Brad, I know you've probably been through some things. What's the least craziest thing that you could talk about on air?
I don't know. People running up to the car, trying to bust the window to get you to sign an autograph. Ooh. Like, I've had some stuff happen, but when I was with Criss Cross back in the day, those girls, those little girls used to go crazy over them. Like, I remember one time I had braids and they thought I was Criss Cross walking through, like, a stadium, and I think somebody was performing, and one girl jumped from the top of the bleachers all the way over all these people trying to get to me, thinking I was Chris or Chris from Criss Cross. It was crazy. Like, she risked her entire life.
She
like,
sure did.
Yeah, people do crazy things. It's different now, I think, with celebrities, because you could just reach them on social media. Mm-hmm, yeah. But back then, they were untouchable, and they did some crazy stuff.
All right, well, Samuel L. Jackson's been playing Nick Fury in the Marvel Cinematic Universe since 2008, when he was about 60, but he was a little unsure about signing a multi-picture deal. Check this out.
I knew I had a 9-picture deal when Kevin said that. I was like, "We're going to offer you a 9-picture deal." How long I got to stay alive to make 9 movies? Not the quickest process in the world, and people don't do it. So I didn't know they were going to make 9 movies in like 2.5 years.
Wow, man. He's done even more than 9 projects as that character. Mm-hmm. And at his age, would y'all be worried too if it was him?
He's a great actor, though.
I love him.
He can pull off anything.
The other thing is, like, of course, obviously, everybody loves Samuel L. Jackson, but then the character Nick Fury is very well respected in the MCU. And my understanding is now in his contracts, he's able to negotiate, like, days where he's off to go golf.
Yep.
While they're making a movie. And what that's like, how do you not love that?
That's big deal right? there. That's an A-list
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I was 78, I'd have still took the bag. Like, you sure you don't want to do 20-picture deal?
Yeah. Because you know that was a bag.
Bag.
Whee!
All right, y'all, it's time for
Dish Gone Viral.
Okay, have you ever wanted to go to a funeral, but it was just too inconvenient? Well, listen up. Philadelphia's Nicole M. Bartlett Funeral Home and Cremations is making things easier by providing mobile services and more. Check this out.
This mobile service allows 7 family members to ride alongside of the decedent, either to the crematory or the cemetery.
Is it a crematorium? Yeah, because I thought they was gonna do the crematory stuff on site, like we light on site.
Oh no!
Yeah, I thought that's what they. That's still bad, but better than what I was thinking.
Well, I'm sick of black people. We're always doing something, hell.
Yeah, I saw somebody was sitting up in a chair the other day.
If you can't afford a regular funeral, maybe you can afford a mobile funeral.
I'm sure they're that much cheaper. That's like black people, oh, honey, we want to be cremated now. Cremation is just as high as a funeral.
Like, is this to avoid putting the coffin in the back of a hearse?
I don't think this is to avoid anything. I mean, you don't have to have a hearse because you have this.
And you just get dressed and sit there in a van riding around with the casket.
It's a whole new meaning to being, you know, stuck dead in traffic.
That was so funny, I forgot to laugh.
I know. I was doing my best, guys.
Up next, honey, Eve reveals what she had to overcome in making her relationship with her hubby work. That tea after the break. That's Eve.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. Eve is happily married, but it didn't come easy when she first started dating her now husband, Maximilian Cooper. Here's what she said about her insecurities early in their relationship.
The first few years, definitely baggage was there because we were long distance for a year. So there'd be times where I'd freak out. Like, he'd be in London, I'm in LA. The time difference is nuts. And if he didn't answer the phone, I'd immediately be like, who are you with? What's going on? And he'd be like, I am not that person. I am not those people. That is not who this is, who I am. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while.
Eve went on to say this is her first real grown-up relationship. Is that some shade to her exes or just, you know, where she's at right now?
I think that plays to where she's at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We all grow in real time.
Yeah.
And could you imagine her sitting with Stevie J?
That's not her only ex, but I'm
but
so
that's the
happy
one I know.
For her. I'm so happy for her. This has to feel amazing to not have to worry about any of that stupid stuff.
Yeah, she's right about the baggage. It takes a while to work through that and realize, what am I projecting on this other person?
Right, you know? Right. He like, I'm not even that person. That's nice.
Yeah.
What makes it a grown-up relationship, though? Just that, right?
Well.
Being able to meet your person in the middle and have some conversations and communication about things that you're insecure about. Mm-hmm. Like, Gary, you're insecure all the time.
That's why I'm not in a relationship.
But the only way to get out of that is to loosen up the reins a little bit.
Yeah, and I need to be the grown up. Yeah.
I'd rather you not be lonely and get you somebody, so you need to, like, release the reins a little bit.
It's just hard to trust people.
Well, you're going to be lonely forever if you don't.
But I know men lie.
People lie.
People
everybody
lie.
In general.
Yeah, but honey,
you lie.
Yeah, and I'm a man, and I know that. So, honey, I know my lies. So,
well, y'all, moving on. Chloe 70 stopped by the Drew Barrymore show, and they played a little trivia game with their audience. And you never believe what the two of them did together back in the 90s.
Oh.
Take a look.
Drugs.
We shared something in the bathroom in the 90s. What was it? Was it A, lipstick, B, toilet paper, or C, a kiss?
Going with lipstick.
Well, it did involve lipstick.
Oh, okay.
It was the 90s, it was a kiss.
If you know Chloe Sevigny, and Drew Barrymore, that's not the biggest shock you've ever heard in your life.
But I'm so sick of people talking. Why is everybody talking? Tell them what they did.
It's a talk show.
No, not that kind of talk. I don't need to know about you and her kiss.
I don't know. I think you can get to a certain point. I mean, clearly, they're both there. This was a trivia thing. They both knew this trivia was coming. So it's like, if we have this discussion and we're okay with, like, talking about our past relationship, that's fine.
And for them two to be there together in the same spot, it's one thing if she's not there and she's airing her out.
Right.
It's Drew Barrymore's show. She knew the questions that they were going to present.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore made them ask that question because she may have wanted to get a new kiss.
Do you think Drew was like, Chloe, do you want to talk about it on my show? And Chloe's like, I'd kind of rather not, Drew. And she's like, oh, come on.
Right.
I wish I'm child.
Coming up, find out who people are saying is the new Luda, and no, it's not Gary. We got that story right after the break. Gary.
You don't know me like that.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
All right, now another rap debate has sparked on X.
Uh-oh.
Now, a user by the name of Journalist Jean got the people talking when she threw out a very interesting comparison. She said, Big Sean is like the Ludacris of this generation. Everybody knows he can rap, he drops hit singles, yet he's never in the discussion as the best. Now, some think this comparison is disrespectful, while others said, despite Luda being one of the greats, the comparison does make sense. What y'all think? I mean, is Big Sean the Ludacris of his generation? Because Luda got more hits.
Mm-hmm. Luda is just animated. Mm-hmm. Big Sean got skills, but Luda is just animated. And I think Luda's a genius. Like, I see J. Cole as somebody more like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Big Sean is dope, but not compared to Ludacris.
Well, you also can't leave out Luda being like a visual visionary with like the big fists and everything. Like, that's a huge, you know.
Big Sean an actor?
No.
Because Luda is an actor. So, I mean, what's the comparison? That's like comparison.
They both rappers, too. Luda was a rapper first.
I don't know what Big Sean made. How many songs he got?
He's got a lot.
He just recently dropped a new project.
Yeah, he got a lot of songs.
He got that one song you might know. Ass.
No, I don't know.
He did it with Nicki Minaj.
Way Up, I Feel Blessed.
I just know he was dating that girl he broke up with.
Janae Aiko?
Yeah, Janae
Aiko. They were together for a long time.
And that's what I don't like about him. He just left her.
You don't even know. Oh, my God.
So I'd rather Luda because he's with his wife, Udoxie. Well, that's all the tea we have for you today. Be sure to catch us each and every day for the hottest celebrity tea. Bye.
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 Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.